Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for, well, most of the general world, but look, speaking on behalf, the handicapped especially need to hear this. You're listening to We Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I am Talk Dude, and I thought that line is organic okay. Organic, come on, let yourself be heard and known.
Yes, this is comedian Organic, okay? How everybody doing?
All right, okay. Now, it's 7:30 on the dot. Now, please, get involved. Call it. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay. Now, honestly, it's a big thing. What this show is all about, really, is basically showing that the handicapped are not truly handicapped, that they're basically whatever sort of affliction they have is not going to keep them in chains. You got to break those chains. They come off. You got to knock them off like Hercules. You see, in our case, you don't just face your fears. You charge it head first. You know, that is a thing. That is a necessity, honestly. Now, it's a difficult procedure. I mean, for anyone, living is kind of hard. Most of us try to basically get some high-demand skill, which will hopefully make us a lot of money so that we can always have money to get around and whatever. If only that were enough. Look, life is about having struggles and affliction in some way and somehow, and, you know, it's a lot harder to have the money for it and whatever. And the handicapped, well, a lot of you guys out there, I mean, you really don't want your handicap to become your whole identity. It's kind of hard when that happens, isn't it? When it takes over completely, before you know it, all people see you as is your drawback, your affliction, as if it defines your entire personality. How do we avoid that? How do we basically make sure we don't basically just become whatever we got?
Now, I'm going to tell you something that you might not quite want to take credit for. But for a long time, you've been making the cookie jars, okay? Mm-hmm. You've been aware of what the measurements is, and you've been asking for all types of dessert. Now, if you are part of the process of overdosing in dessert, and eating and having all of your wars, you're going to have some extra fat on your thoughts, okay? You're going to have things that look like it's too much responsibility because of what you've been doing. You've been rewarding yourself. You've been catering to the appetite of society, and you have not truly have been giving yourself the responsibility you know you need so you can have a life that you truly have balanced. Did you know that? Did you know so many things in your life, these extra things you've been taking, the extra little snacks of life? You know you've been part of that, right? Now, talk, dude.
Yes.
You know you've been indulging in a lot of things. And when you indulge in these things have nothing to do with limitation of what you're thinking. Think about that. When you indulge in extra dessert, do you say, I'm disabled when you eat your dessert?
I think I get what you mean. Yeah. I think I've been like that. I think a lot of other people are like that too. And now I want to tell you how basically it doesn't have to be like that. There is a healthy alternative.
What I'm saying to you is your limitations don't pop up when you think they pop up. They pop up when things are inconvenient for you. Isn't that a lot of people in general? If everything was about you having hard moments, think about this. In your life, when you're having good moments, are you thinking about disability? Is that the first thing coming across your mind?
Mm-hmm. Huh? That is a problem, yeah.
So if disability is just, if disability is almost like having a storage or somewhere that you don't even bother with it because you got so much stuff. And then you don't want to give nobody none of your stuff. See, some people are disability because they have too much stuff that they don't want to share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the biggest problem is that when we hoard in a lot of ways,
right,
you turn into a compulsive hoarder. You're bound, you're weighed down with worthless junk. You get too much to move around and whatever.
But think about it. If you got rid of that, it would not only free you, you'd be helping somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I want to do that. I wish that someone would just basically call in. I wish, like to touch another soul out there. I want somebody else to get in on this because, you know, we can help you.
You don't think you're touching someone? You don't think someone's life has been touched? Think about how many people in your life that touch you that you've never seen. Think about that. How many people you have been truly rewarded by that you have never physically touched?
Mm-hmm.
So think about someone that got the message. Some people are not going to talk to you on the phone. Some people are going to talk to you in person when they see you. You forgot about those people, huh?
No, I haven't forgotten about them. I just wish there was a way that I knew that I was helping somebody in the here and now. I want to.
But guess what? When you're really, really helping somebody, it's something about the investment that always keep you at a very awkward place because you don't know people you're really helping. People you think you're really helping, this is so funny. People you think you're really helping in life, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They might be more helping you than you helping them. So think about it in the moment that if you're truly helping somebody, isn't it their actual freedom to have it as a private prayer you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a person praying properly in someone's home. You see how delicate that is?
I see how delicate it is.
So think about you truly helping somebody, it's going to get to them, believe me. One way or another. Somebody said, listen to this. I found this on YouTube. This is not on YouTube, not yet. I found this on Twitter. It's not on Twitter yet. I found this on Facebook. It's not on there either. I found this on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, okay. Found it. But tell you this. Everybody, you stay tuned next week. Next week, this show will be up on them different media platforms. You should find it on, you know, YouTube. You should find it on Facebook. You should find it on, you know, these different platforms. Definitely. By next week, you'll see it. Okay? So, talk to them.
Okay. I'll talk to them. Every single person out there don't have to be your own handicap. It's real simple. One thing you can do first is let your personality and attitude shine. The you, the real you, the somebody who isn't just frustrated by having to overcome the handicap, whatever. Let your personality persevere. Let that be your brightest, most biggest trait. So people forget how disabled you are. Secondly, try to make as many friends as possible. Try to reach out to the rest of the entire world. Try. It can be done. Also, find a way. Also, remember, every handicap in a way is meant to be overcome. I've met people who are worse off than me. Not enough, but...
Anything else?
Well, when I say that, what I mean is that I wish I had people who were doing worse than me a little bit. Wish I met more of them. I know they exist, but...
Are you that cruel and vain?
No. I'm just basically... I just wish I knew them. But look, every day, someone like Organic reminds me problems are meant to be overcome. And they can be. Before you know it, you're going to have an easy, breezy life. It can happen. It can be done. The first step is yourself. That's the thing.
Is that it, sir? Is that it?
Yeah. Remember, the air is free. Remember, air is free.
Is that right?
A lot of deep, slow, zen kind of breathing.
Huh.
Basically, life is a little easier if you breathe just a little deeper, a little better.
Is that right?
It is right.
Okay. But listen, keep going.
All right. What to do?
What to do?
Well, first ask yourself, where are you in life? Find out your spot, know your place, and then realize, how can I be doing even better? Ask yourself that question first, and then one by one, you can see a lot of the steps that you need to take right there in front of you.
Is that right?
A little bit of action each day. That's right. Take a little bit of action each day. A little bit.
Is there any more you want to truly tell them, or you want to just keep it right here as someone that is not truly rewarding itself with enjoying life? Everyone don't have that amount of freedom that you may think they do. But
I'm not going to stop here. I'm not going to stop here. We're not even halfway through the show.
Okay.
You gotta continue. I mean, life is one of those things. Life is one of those things you're meant to keep climbing and climbing the mountain, and you don't.
Okay. We hear you now, man. Come on, you get somewhere. Come on now. We listening. We listening.
Okay. Every obstacle in a way is meant to be climbed over. Ask yourself.
Climb over the obstacle.
Well, aside from your handicap, one of it is just the struggle that everybody, even able-bodied people, have to go through. I mean, they don't basically envy in the hand of handicaps, but they'll tell you themselves, everybody is sort of disadvantaged.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's all the more reason why you're supposed to overcompensate. That was the will, the spirit that helps the human race sort of continue. To flourish and prosper.
Do you know everybody's handicap is not the same?
No kidding. You see, just like there's more than one color in the rainbow. Look at ice cream. There's more than one flavor. There's even more than one type of vanilla. For God's sake. The trick is, once again, let me repeat myself. Find out where you are. Take a moment to ask where you are in life, and then think, how can I get better? How can I climb? How can I achieve and prosper?
Did you forget? You're not supposed to talk these people to sleep? This is not a disabled bedtime story. And you're talking like you don't want to get some exciting moments.
Right? Okay. A little bit exciting. In a lot of ways, you got to take real risks. Okay? Okay? They can be dangerous. They take a lot of risks. Don't do that. The kind of risks that you take, they're called risks for a reason. They can go either way. Push yourself. Play a little safe. We're accomplishing here and there. You know, a little leverage.
If someone was talking to you like this, you would hang up on them and call back and hang up on them again. So stop doing this.
All right. You pick a point, and I'll play off of it on handicap.
Stop making people so handicapped. I talk about this all the time. I say, man, people are going to find a way to make you normal just so you won't harass them in the handicap.
That's true.
Because you seem to be, like, just annoyed. Like, if anybody had anybody to push them to not want to be handicapped, there's got to be some of you, because even people can't talk, they just lay in bed. If they can just get up, and make some kind of instrument sound to buzz you off here or something, throw the phone off, because maybe somebody have the actual Bluetooth hookup to their phone, and they probably trying to kick their leg off the bed to knock them. Because you
here on the program, we can't find you, but we found ourselves. Once again, even the title, sums up a lot of what this show is about. Please, everyone, but who am I out there? Get in. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK, and you can get all our programs on Blog Talk Radio. Look, instead of heckling me, why don't you just basically talk about what you want to talk about? Talk about what you think.
You said I'm heckling you.
Yeah.
Man, I can't have no fun. It's even miserable in disability department. You won't put me on restrictions to even have any fun. Man. All right, everybody. This is a part of the show that those been staying tuned. This is a part of the show where I talk about something that I at least get into. I say, why you do not think that you deserve an attractive woman, a woman mentally, emotionally, psychologically, that is healing, you know? This is fruit and vegetables and healthy vibration level that people do with meditation and other forms of importing the desires that's in our infrastructure to keep us healthy. Why you do not think, Mr. Talk Dude, that you don't deserve an attractive woman that is vibrating your life and giving you the part of the elements that's stirring up this is ingredients that allow these things in you to truly be vibrated and truly connect as one. Now, don't be quiet now. This is the time we're talking about expressing your feelings and explaining to those out there. Truly, give them a little insight on what type of attractive woman you like to enjoy.
Okay. I look for the connection, really, honestly. I mean, a lot of people basically are just looking for someone who's a babe, who gives off that kind of sexy.
Hey, don't chastise the Department of Beauty, okay? There's all different types of beauty, all different types of size of beauty. Don't do us like that. There's so many types of us. Let's just enjoy what you enjoy.
Truth is, I'm not the kind of person who's going to discriminate. Who's basically going to just.
Oh, so you'll discriminate beauty, you think?
Well, yes. Look, I'm looking for somebody
That makes sense. But why are you discriminating to beauty? Why beauty got to be segregated in a way that it's almost spoiled? You shouldn't keep beauty around where it's to the point where it's spoiling the beauty that's in the harvest of growth. You don't allow beauty to truly come and be a part of your existence. You allow beauty to be there as almost like it should be taken out and not actually appreciate it. It should be in your infrastructure. When you see fruits and vegetables and things that's unhealthy, what it look like? Right.
Well,
is that by accident? Do people go to the store and buy fruit and vegetables that's not fresh and not fat? Is that the best fruit to get? Or is it good to get fruit that's bright and got good colors and got good? Is that coincidence or not? It's a natural thing.
No, of course it comes to fruits and vegetables, food of any kind. You want something that's fresh.
So beauty is not fresh?
Well, I want to be the kind of person that judges a book by its color. Because there are too many of those people out there, and in a way, when they do that, they get themselves in that kind of trouble.
But can you get yourself in trouble with ugly, too?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think it's important to Well, people aren't food, not really. Anyway, get to know the person. Look for the connection.
Well, you think in this world, you don't think the most beautiful women have some kind of elegant attachment to the vibration level? So you're telling me that ugly is not ugly. Ugly is reference to the actual psychological crashing into something when you're not seeing right? Or is it a stable eye that's seeing ugly that's being infiltrated by beauty? What are you saying? You're saying beauty is taking out ugly and not allowing ugly to be truly ugly. What are you saying?
I think you should look for something that's just right. Try
okay.
to get to know somebody. Try to screen.
Let's back up a minute. Have you dated one ugly woman?
Ugly is a little harsh, but I wouldn't say ugly. I mean, actually, I did
okay.
get involved.
Okay,
let's
back up a minute. When I say ugly, I mean from the elements of emotionally being unhealing, unhealthy to you to be conscious of being in your moment of success, in your moment of greatness. If you're telling me this, why you don't have a balance of women that sit are unattractive and women of beauty? You don't have that. Why you just got a woman that's unattractive? Does that make sense?
It's not right. I know there are some people who basically feel that they themselves are unattractive and unworthy of beauty.
I'm not going to be here talking about beauty and healthy life, and you're trying to undermine beauty for your own self-pleasure of destruction. That's not cool. Because most of the only time people really got a problem with beauty is when people are lusting and destroying themselves like an alcoholic. That's really when they got a problem with beauty. Beauty is not really the problem. It's the people that's actually not responsible with the beauty. So you only got a phobia of beauty. Almost you do. Because if you had a beautiful woman, you wouldn't even be talking like this. That's the crazy part. If you had a beautiful woman, you wouldn't be so willing to throw her to the side like she don't deserve anything.
I'm never to basically turn into one of those people. I hope nobody
okay,
else
fine.
Does out there either.
That's fine. Just keep the woman you got. Be miserable. Figure out why they're draining you down. Wonder why you're not at your highest potential. It's like having shoes too small for you. Your feet are sore. Your desires are sore because you're trying to well your life in poor behavior. You're emotionally poor. You're looking at women with poor instinct. You're looking at women that psychologically castrate your freedom, and then you don't wonder why you're not healthy. Mostly dealing with great-looking, attractive women. And it's all type of attractive women all across the world that can look any kind of way you want them to look from a natural standpoint. But you won't do that. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK. We at 7:53 p.m. This is Wednesday. And the show, what's today's show? We can't find you, but what?
We found ourselves.
Okay, so you find yourself. If finding yourself, if you've been living through the mud, what happens when you are sitting there as fruit? Fruit looks like something that's unattractive, right, in the process of the growth. And when the fruit truly grows, would it grow into something that's enjoyable? You ain't enjoyable, bro. That's what. See, people confuse success getting to where they need to be because they think that it's wrong to be successful. It's wrong to have this level of greatness inside of your harvest. That's a simple. You don't go to a store with brand new stuff and get dirty clothes. Somebody must have changed the shirt. That shirt is brand new. Why are you going to experience when you know you need to have something to represent what you're talking about? You know, subconsciously, when you start looking at beautiful, and you ate good and eating healthy, what you start doing? You start molding to what's going on. You become a mirror. If you have a woman that's mostly unattractive, you start feeling like she is. You start adapting to her personality. Come on now, man. A woman attractive, you'd be looking at her all day, even not talking to her. You'd be looking at her all day, and you would be looking different because it's something different for you. If you had a woman attractive, woke up, and she was emotionally, mentally on point, at you exercising, she's cooking breakfast, you cooking breakfast, you're having a good time, you're going walking, you're like dogs, animals. All these things that you're not limited by, but then you're gonna try to act like a person. This is what I'm explaining to you. You're trying to act like a person that got these bad habits of women that's unattractive and you know narrow-minded. It's not your problem. So why are you carrying this like a flea market? You're trying to negotiate something. You're trying to negotiate something that's not really in your best interest, but something that's really truly using you. You know that, right? You're letting this disability of unattractive woman, You letting this sit here and pin you on the sideline. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK. You at 7:55 p.m. I'm out of here for the night. Everybody, y'all take care and understand. It's not in your best interest to pull from your back. You pull the bend your knees. Love is like bending your knees. You don't hurt yourself. You bend your knees correctly, and you pick it up correctly so you won't hurt yourself. You're not taking that time to truly understand love is there for a reason. And it's not sent there until you got to get the lease. You know, is quality there for a reason? Is quantity there for a reason? Now, you must understand, if you truly care about happiness, love is don't have limitations of what a person looks like. So you should be able to have the most attractive woman as you had a woman that's unattractive. And you notice the woman you had unattractive, they truly haven't fulfilled you. You have women all different ages for the most part. I'm not going to get to all those logistics of it, but you know you have. And the women truly haven't made you happy. And all of them have never been super attractive. So you don't know what super attractive would do to you. You don't know how that would even make you feel, but you're still denying it for a reason. Everybody, come on, y'all. Talk to this guy, man. Tell him it's not a crime to love attractive women. Take care, everybody. Good night.
You've said that to me a lot, and you know what? I'm starting to think you're right. I mean, really, honestly, what I should be doing is another thing. Not let anybody else basically be stunted. So many of us are basically too afraid and they spread our wings and fly. And what do? We stay in a pigeonhole. We tell ourselves that we're not worthy of greatness, that we're not worthy to reach out. We're too afraid of flying because when we try, we can fall, we can crack. We never spread our wings. We're the kind of bird that wants to be caged. It is a danger. I think all to look, to try, to really reach for something. It can be done. It can be done in spades. You can do it. All you've got to do is really stretch. Really stretch. It can happen. Don't let yourself basically be held back. Everybody out there. You can have, but you can even have more than what you think you're worth. You can. Thank you all for listening. This is Talk Dude, and you've been listening to We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. We're all over the net. Check us out, honestly. Go online and find all about us, okay? You can get all our shows on the web at Blog Talk Radio and see a lot of other sites, too. We're going to help those who need it. Thank you. What can I say in 60 seconds? Okay. Go up and look at our shows, again, more than once, so that you really work up the energy to personally be great. So you can work up the energy to really accomplish. Thank you all. Thank you. And good night.